Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Gittin Daf Samach Hey. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a specially marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our homepage and then go to option 2. If you're already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the marked Daf before the shiur. If you wish to be in touch with us, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. Today's shiur begins at the Mishnah that you will find in the middle of Daf Samach Hey. Before we begin the actual text, let us glance at the side in our margin where we have a nosei, a topic heading, which reads Hiruas, that means instructions, shenitnu l'shluchei get, that are issued to agents of a divorce. Number one, Me'isha Ktana, instructions given by a wife who herself is a minor. Number two, May Aviha Shel Ketana, instructions issued by the father of a married woman who is a Ketana, a minor. Number three, Mibal Isha, instructions issued by the husband. Number four, May Isha Atzma, instructions issued by the wife herself. Now the Mishnah. Ketana she'omra hiskabel li giti. A minor who says to an agent, receive on my behalf my get, my divorce document. Eino get. It's not a get upon his receipt of it. Ad she'agia get li'oda. Until the get reaches her hands. In other words, a minor has no authority to appoint a shaliach, an agent. Lefikach im rotza baal lachzor yachzor. Therefore, if the husband wants to back out after giving the get to this appointed agent, he can back out until the get reaches her hands. She'ein katan oise shliach. A minor does not have the power to appoint an agent. V'im omar loy Oviha, if her father, the father of the Ktana, says to the agent, Tsei v'hiskabel l'bi ti gita, go and receive for my daughter, on behalf of my daughter, her get. So now we have an agent appointed by an adult, by the girl's father. Im rotza lachzor lo yachzor. The husband should want to back out after giving the agent appointed by her father, he can no longer back out. She is divorced immediately upon the agent's receipt of the get. Ha'oimer, you'll notice we have a marking or numbering scheme here, a Roman numeral number 1, and 3 lines later, Ha'isha Shomer, you see Roman numeral number 2. So here we focus on the husband speaking. Ha'oimer tain get ze li'ishti b'mokoim ploini. The husband gives a get to a shliach laholocha, an agent for conveyance for delivery, and he said with instructions, give the get to my wife in such and such a place. He specifies a location. V'nosnoi lo b'mokom acher, and the agent gave her the get in a different location. Posel, she's not divorced. It's an invalid divorce. The reason for that is, Rashi explains, Posel, we'll read Rashi together, De'ein rutsoinoi, it's she'alizu alov sham ukpedahi. The husband does not want any murmurings, any, say, chatter about him, negative remarks made about him in that particular place. The husband had a very specific reason for not wanting the get to be given to her in that specific place. And therefore, if it was done, the agent is acting against the will of the husband, and hence there is no divorce. Number two, Hare hi b'mokom ploni, the husband tells the agent, behold, my wife is in such and such a place. Here, you'll notice, the husband wasn't specifying where the get should be given. The husband was pointing out where she could be found. V'nosleila b'mokom acher, kosher. And if the get is given to her in some other location, it's okay. It's still kosher. The reason for this is that the husband was not specifying a location for the delivery of the get. He was simply pointing out where she could be found. If not found there, but found somewhere else, that's also within the realm of acceptance as far as the husband is concerned. Now, we switch our attention to the woman, Ha'isha Shamra. Here, the woman is speaking to her appointed Shliach LeKabola, her agent for receipt. Hiskabel Igiti B'mokom Ploni, she specifies where the get should be given. In other words, receive on my behalf the get, B'mokom Ploni, in such and such a place, and she specifies a location, V'kibloi law B'mokom Acher, and that agent went and received the get for her in some other place. Puzzle. The divorce is invalid. Rebbe Eliezer Machshir. Here you have a dissenting opinion. We didn't see this before in the Reisha, in the number one, in the Roman numeral number one scenario, where there was no dissenting opinion. Here, he says it's okay. Even though she specified a location, it doesn't represent a binding factor. Number two, Hove li giti mimokom ploni. Bring me my get from such and such a place. V'havio la mimokom acher, kosher. And the agent brought it to her from some other location. That's okay. You notice that here the language as far as appointing the shaliach is different. In case one, she's appointing him as a shliach lekabola. Here, she's simply saying, convey the get, bring it to me from such and such a location. The Gemara. The Rebbe Lazar, Maishna Reisha de lo poligu, Maishna Seifa de polig. Why in the Reisha, in Roman numeral number one, case one, Rebbe Lazar remained silent? In other words, in the case where the husband specified, instructed the agent to give the get in a very specific location, there, Rebbe Lazar didn't say it's kosher if it's given in somewhere else. But yet, in the Seifa, that's Roman numeral number two, case one, he was machshir, where the woman specified where the agent should receive it on her behalf, and the agent went and received it for her in another location. Rebbe Lezer said, it's kosher. In simple terms, it doesn't matter there that he violated the woman's specific instructions. The Gemara answers, as far as Rebbe Lezer is concerned, there's a difference between violating the husband's specific location instructions versus the wife's specific location instructions. Ihu demidaite megarish kopid. He, the husband, who decides on the divorce. The divorce is only going to be effective if the husband desires it, has approval of it. That's demidaite. Something, his willingness is a binding factor. Therefore, when he says, give the get in a specific place and not somewhere else, kopid means he's unrelenting. He's unaccepting of any variation and of any change. Ihi de bal korcha mizgareshes, She, on the other hand, by Torah law, we're not referring to applied actual halacha, but by Torah law, a woman is divorced even against her will, Baal Korcha, even without her acceptance. The whole location issue is dependent on what the husband wants. What she wants is irrelevant because she can be divorced even against her will. Therefore, her reference to a place, Mare Malkum Hilo, it's simply a way of making it easier for the shliach to find the location for her to, for the get to be received. But it's not an indication of some type of binding restrictive factor. Rather, Mare Malkum, just showing the agent where he can go to get the get. Therefore, according to Rebbe Eliezer, if he should receive the get for her in some different location, so be it. Rashi explains, midaitei megaresh vadover tolui bo, when it's a matter of his knowledge, his decision, the husband's decision, and it's dependent on him, iko lemeimar kepedahi, there is room to say that when he specified place A for giving her the get, he was insistent on that, v'dafka komar, and specifically that place to the exclusion of all other places, v'dafka komar le avol ihi de bal korcha migrisha, but the woman who is divorced by Torah law, again on a halachic halacha lemaisa level, that may be a different story, but we're not going to delve into halacha lemaisa in the context of our Gemara marking shiur. When it comes to the woman who is divorced even against her will, mina yada denicha le labal lemeisve hasam. How does she know that the place she specified is a place that the husband wants to give her the get? Wants the get to be received on her behalf. She doesn't know that, and her divorce is totally dependent on the husband's will. It amounts to, when she specifies a place, is another way of saying, oh, you'll find him over there. She says to her agent, you'll find the husband over there. But once again, according to Rebbe Eliezer, since her knowledge is not necessary, her specification, her specifying of a location does not represent a binding factor in the event that it would be changed by the shliach, she would act in a different way, that would hinder her being divorced. Before continuing in the text, we have a topic heading on the side which reads, Hashpois shel harois shoynis l'shliach haget al achilosa betruma, the effects of different instructions given to an agent of a divorce, the shliach haget, with regard to her eating of truma. I'm sure most of you know that a kohen is entitled to eat truma. Any non-kohen is forbidden in eating truma. The wife of a kohen, even though she comes from a non-kohen house, when she marries a kohen, she is entitled to eat truma. When she is divorced from the kohen, she must stop eating truma. Now the Mishnah, Hovei li giti, a woman tells an agent, bring me my get. Oicheles betrumat shiagia get liyoda, she is entitled to continue eating truma until the get reaches her hands. Hiskabe li giti, the woman says to the agent, receive on my behalf the get. In other words, upon the agent's receipt of the get, she is divorced. In the case of a shliach lekabola, there's no need for the get ever reaching her. So at what point does she get divorced? When the agent receives it. Does she know when the agent is going to receive it? Well, asuro lecho betruma miyad. The halacha says she is prohibited immediately in continuing her consumption of truma. This would indicate that we're taking into account the possibility that the agent may very well meet up with the husband who will give him the get at any time, even upon just taking one step out of the town. Hiskabel li giti b'mokom ploni. When she says Hiskabel li giti b'mokom ploni, she's specifying a location for the agent to receive the get. Let's make the assumption that there is a known amount of time that is required to go from where she is instructing her agent till he arrives there. So the Mishnah says, "Oicheles betruma ad shiagia get laoisei mokum." She continues to eat truma till the get reaches that place. Rashi explains, "Laoisei mokum." Let's read Rashi together across from here. "Shekach omro loy." She was saying to him thusly, "Lo tehei shluchi lekabola elosham. You are not to be my shliach lekabola, other than over there." And she specifies the location. Uvegemara porach. The Gemara will ask, "Vegita hechi havi? How can she be considered divorced? Hoil vekibloi b'mokom acher, since the agent received it in another location." Even when he gets to the place where it was specified, where she specified, the Hotnan Liel Posel, was it not taught that if the Shliach receives the get in some place other than where she specified, the get is no good? And it wouldn't make a difference if he eventually arrives at her specified location. That will have to be taken up by the Gemara. But in this scenario, the Mishnah tells us she continues eating truma ad shiagia get lo samokum, until the get gets to the place she specified. As Rashi pointed out, what had happened is the shliach lekabola received the get in some other place and brought it to Mokom Ploni, to her specified location. As far as what we have learned till now, it would seem that she's not divorced at all. And hence, as we said, the Gemara will have to pick that up. The Gemara continues, the Mishnah continues, Rebbe Lezer Oser Miyad. Rebbe Lezer prohibits her to continue eating truma as soon as the shliach leaves the woman. This, of course, is Rabbi Elazar, consistent with what he said before, that even when she specifies a location, that is a non-binding factor. It's only a convenience point that she mentioned, where the husband could be found. But as far as it being a binding factor for the effectiveness of the get, not so. And therefore, wherever the agent receives the get, she will be divorced. And therefore, she has to stop eating truma immediately, because as soon as the agent leaves her, he might meet up with the husband who gives him the get. We take a look at Rashi on this point as well. Oiser miyad, mishapiresh mietzla, as soon as the agent leaves her, leaves the woman who had specified a location. Reblozer in prohibiting her from continuing eating truma immediately is a ruling of his that's consistent with his opinion that we saw before. The machshir kishikiblu b'moka machir. According to Reblozer, the get is valid even when the agent receives it in another location other than the one she specified. Demara mokum hi lo. Her mentioning of a place is only a convenience factor, where she points out where he may be. Umishas kabola igrushalad, from the point that the agent takes possession of the get, she is divorced. Lefikach mishal shapirish mufnei asura. Therefore, as soon as the agent leaves her presence, she has to stop eating truma. Shema motzai chutz le'ir v'kiblo yemenu. Maybe the agent met up with the husband right outside town and received the get right there. We turn now to the Gemara. The Gemara raises the question that we introduced when reading the Rashi. A woman specified a place for the agent to receive the get. In the case of the Mishnah, the agent received the get in some other location and eventually brought it to where she had specified. The Mishnah tells us that she's allowed to eat truma until the agent gets to that specified location. Well, we're led to believe from the Mishnah of the Gita, Niyohave. The get, nevertheless, will be an effective binding get. Ah, but how can that be? V'amis Reisha lo have gita. In the Reisha, the Tanakhama said, that means when we say Reisha, we're referring to Roman numeral number 2, case 1. Because this discussion focuses on what we saw in the Mishnah. Let me correct myself. The Reisha is a reference to the woman specifying a location, and in fact in the Mishnah, which we indicated with the Roman numerals, if the agent receives it in another location, the get is unfit, is invalid. Here we're saying it's valid. The get's valid when the agent reaches the particular destination. Then she stops eating truma, but the get's still a valid get. So we're asking, Vamis Reisha, did we not say above in the previous Mishnah, Roman numeral number 2, case 1, that lo have gita, it would not be a good get. Lo tsricha, the Mishnah here is necessary. The Omrole, she told the agent the following: Hiskabel li gita b'maso mechasio. I want you to receive the get for me in the town of Mechasio. V'zimnin de mishkachas le b'bovel. Sometimes you'll find him in Bovel. V'hochi ko'omrole. And thusly she said to the agent, Mishkal kol echa de mishkachas le shakli minei. As far as taking the get is concerned, take it wherever you find him. So as far as the agent's initial receipt of the get, it's within the realm of her instructions. That's take it wherever you find it. Continuing at the top of Amud Beis, Gita lo havi ademati l'masa machasya. The get, as far as being effective in activating the divorce, so that will not happen until you reach the town of Mechasia. We take a look at the Rashi on the Gemara, the end of Omer Aleph. V'zimnin d'mishkachas lei v'bovel. Kevan d'hodar omro lei hachi, since she added that point, Michlal de lo kopta. It shows us that she's not really unbending with her reference to her initial reference to Masa Mechasya. Reading that again, that phrase again, Michlal de lo kopta, ima kabale beduchta achrina. It shows us that she's not makbid if the agent receives it on her behalf in some other place. And that which she had specified that town, she was really saying thusly, lo tehe shluchi lekabola lizgare shani al yodcha ad demotis hasan. You're not going to be my shlich lekabola until you get to the place I specified. So the woman is basically saying, take physical possession of the get wherever you find him. As far as being my agent for receipt of the get, in halachic terms, that will be only when you get to the place I specified. So you can see that this is not the same as in the previous Mishnah, where the initial receipt of the get was specified, i.e. his appointment as a shlich l'kabbalah was simultaneous with his initial receiving of the get. So where the physical receiving of the get and his appointment of shlich l'kabbalah are simultaneous, and he receives the get in some other place, then the Tanakhama says that in the first, he says the get will be invalid. But that wasn't the case that this Mishnah is talking about. We continue with the second line from the top of Amud Beis. V'Reb Elezer Oser Miyad. Reb Elezer Oser Miyad. Reb Elezer mentioned that even though she specified a location for receiving her get, she has to stop eating truma immediately. Pshita, deha mara mokum hi lo. It's obvious, is it not, according to Reb Elezer, that her mentioning of a location was not a restrictive or binding factor, it was only a convenience, pointing out where the husband could be found. So why do we need the Mishnah to teach that she has to stop eating truma immediately when that's obvious? Lo tzricha, the omra le, the case in the Mishnah is where the woman had said to her agent, zil lemizrach, di isay bemizrach, the ka'oza lemarov. She told her agent, go to the east, you'll find him over there. And he went to the west. Mahu detema, bemarov ha lesay. You might have thought that, well, the husband is not in the west, and therefore she wouldn't have to stop eating truma immediately. Komash malon, dilma behadi de ka'ozil megas goyis beiv yohev le gita. It could be that on his way he met up with the husband who gave him, the agent, the get. Let us take a look at the Rashi on the third line from the top. Lo tzricha ha di itzricha misi oyser miyad elo di isay lebal bemizrach v'hai shliach oza lemarov. The case is where the husband is in the east and the agent went to the west. Mahu detema lo titzar miyad toho lemarov lesi lebal. Since the agent went to the west, there's no reason for us to suspect maybe he met up with the husband. So we answer, Megis Gaius Bay means Pogabo. The agent might have met up with the husband on his way, and therefore we have to prohibit her from continuing eating truma immediately. Ha'imer l'shlucho, arev li b'tmorim. Before we continue with this section of the Gemara, let us by all means look at the topic heading. Ha'imer l'shlucho, arev li b'tmorim, v'arev lo, or v'irev lo, b'grogros. A man wanted to make what we call an Erev Tchumen. An Erev Tchumen is the placing of food on right before Shabbos at a location beyond the city's tchum limits, beyond the city's 2,000 amos. Ordinarily, on Shabbos, a person is allowed to walk 2,000 amos in all directions around his locale, his city. A person can extend his distance permission in one direction by placing what we call an Eruv Tchumen. Eruv Tchumen is placing food at a specific location in the direction you want to extend your walking rights. So that's the case we're dealing with. And the man who's appointing the agent said, I want you to make my Eruv Tchumen, the food to be placed down in that particular spot, should be in terms of tamarim, dates. And the agent went and put in instead dried figs. Is that an effective Eruv? Eruv Tchumen, distance extender. The Gemara says, Ho'imer l'shlucha arev li b'tmorim, v'irev lo b'grogros, or b'grogros v'irev lo b'tmorim. Toni Chada, one source, says Eruvo Eruv, v'tanya, which means the Eruv is okay. V'tanyidoch ein Eruvo Eruv, and the other Tanaic source rules to the contrary, it's not an acceptable Eruv. You'll see that we have diamonds highlighting Rabba and Rav Yosef, and on the side under the Mivneh heading, Rabba, Rav Yosef, Miyashvin, Shtei, Brises. They resolve to, each one resolves the two sources. So, Omar Rava, Lo Kashya, there's no contradiction in the two sources we just cited, Ha Rabbonan, Ha Rebbe Elazar. One source is in accordance with the Rabbanan. Let's continue reading in the Gemara. Ha Rabbanan. The second source is in accordance with the Rabbanan, the Amri Kepeda. We saw it with regard to the get effectiveness. If the woman specified a location and the for the receipt of the get and the agent went somewhere else, the get would be invalid. So that was the opinion of the Rabbonan. Hence, location specification, and likewise over here, food specification becomes a binding factor. Ha Rebbe Elazar, Diyomar Mara Mokum Hilo. The source Aleph that says the Eruv is okay is in accordance with Rebbe Elazar, who had mentioned that even though the woman specifies the location, it's really only for convenience purposes. It's pointing out where it could be received, but not to the exclusion of other places. Likewise over here, when the Balabaya said, make me an Eruv using one kind of fruit, it was just a suggestion to use that kind of fruit. If you find something else, so be it. It's also okay. That's why source Aleph said Eruvo Eruv. Rav Yosef Omar Havaha Rabbonan. Rav Yosef takes the approach that both sources are in accordance with the Rabbanan. And we have to then explain, well, in the course of Rabbanan, we saw that when one specifies something, that becomes a binding factor. So how can you say Eruv Eruv? Kan b'shaloi, kan b'shal chavero. The source that said the Eruv is good, that's when you're dealing with the fruits owned by that man who is desiring the Eruv Tchumen to be made. Well, it's all his fruits. Therefore, there's no Kepeda. However, if you're dealing with someone else's fruits, an example would be, you have an individual that wants to make an Eruv Tchumen, and his friend said, oh, you want to make an Eruv Tchumen? And you need food, so take from my grogros. And the fellow who needs it sent an agent to where the fruit could be found, and instead of grogros, he found there tamarim. He found dates instead of the figs. Yeah, but you see, you can't use the dates when you were given a right to take figs. It's someone else's produce. So the permission granted covered only one kind of fruit, not the other. And therefore, if you take from the other kind of fruit for making the Eruv, that's what the source Beis said, Ein Eruvo Eruv. It's ineffective. Omar Le Abaye. Notice we have a long question marking. V'elaha desanya, ha'imer l'shlucho, arev li b'migdal, v'irev lo b'shovach. a man says to his agent, make for me an Eruv in the Migdal. Now the thinking at this point is, it means place the Eruv in this spot. Place it for me in the Migdal. The Migdal could be a type of chest of storage unit. And the agent, instead of putting the Eruv Chumen in the Migdal, he put it in the Shovach, a bird coop. Or the other way around. The Tanya Chada, one source says Eruv Eruv. The Tanya Yidu Chen Eruv Eruv. One source says regarding this case, the Eruv is good, and the other source says it's not an effective Eruv. Well, Hosa Mai Shalov Shalchav Eruv Iko. In that source, there's no indication that one belongs to one person and the other belongs to another person. And even if it did, what difference would it make where the spot the Eruv is put down? Rashi says, "My shelo, my shel chaver iko de makbid." Where is there any hakpoda in these examples with the migdal or the shovach? Mi makbid ahu chaverei. I monach le bahai o bahai. Would the owner of those things, the migdal or the shovach, be concerned, be unrelenting regarding a specific place? The Gemara answers, Hosom nami, in that case as well, the reference to the migdal and the shovach, it's not as we thought, where the Eruv would be placed down, when in fact there would be no reason for the change to be a binding factor. But rather, it's talking about places where food could be found. Ika peri de migdal, uperi de shovach. There are fruits found in the migdal, and there are fruits found in the shovach. And therefore, if the agent was told to use the fruits from the migdal, and we're talking about someone else's fruits for simplistic purposes, you got rights to take the fruits from the migdal. You didn't get rights to take the fruits, so and so's fruits, for the use of your eruv that were in the shovach. The Mishnah. Before we continue with the Mishnah itself, we have a topic heading: Birur Lishonos Shel Baal Isha Ha'im Yesh Bem Loshon Tzivui Lachonas Get Isha Oilo. We're going to look at different expressions, different turns of phrase, to establish whether it refers to prepare and get a get for my wife or not. The Mishnah: Ha'imer Kisvu Get Utnu Liishti. Gershuha, kisfu igeres utnula. These are all different expressions. Hare elu yichtevu vietnu. People who heard these instructions, the agent that was addressed with any of these expressions, understand that they are to go and write up a get and give it to her. Patruha, parnasuha. Asula kinimus, asala karoi. Seeing any of these expressions, lo omar klum. They're not clear divorce instructions. The Rashi says, patrua lo omar klum. The Rashi that we're looking at, you'll find a number of lines down from here, in the narrow lines. Patrua lomar klum de dilma loshen poter v'choyva lehokimel choyvois shechiyavta. Maybe the reason patrua doesn't indicate a divorce, because it also has a connotation of being exempted from, relieved from debts. That's loshen patur. Chova means an obligation. Nevertheless, the point is that these terms, patrua, parnesua, they don't have specific divorce implications or connotations. Tanu Rabbanan. We continue with different terms. Shalchuha, Shavkuha, Turchuha, Hare Elu Yichtavu Vietnu. Any of these three expressions would be clear divorce instructions. Prepare a get and give it to her. Patrua, Parnesua, Asula, Kinimus, Asula, Karoi, Lo, Amarklum. These expressions don't indicate something that aren't specifically get related. And hence, the agents that hear this, any of these expressions, cannot go on and prepare a get. Tanya, Rav Nosson Omer, Patrua, Dvorov, Kayomen, Pitruha, Lo, Amarklum. Rabbi Meir makes a distinction between the words patruha, then it becomes a binding instruction. Dvorav Kamen, those instructions are effective to have a get prepared. However, pitruha, just adding a yud, changes the meaning, and lo amar klum. Therefore, it doesn't indicate any instructions for preparing a get. Omar Rava. Rabbi Nosson de Bavlahu Diek Bein Pitrua Lepatrua. Rabbi Nosson, who comes from Bavel, is precise. Diek is an indication of precision. And hence he makes a distinction between the two terms, Pitrua versus Patrua. Tone Didon de Bar Eretz Yisraelu, the author of our Mishnah that comes from Eretz Yisrael, Lo Diek. He doesn't make that distinction. He's not precise and exact. We are not going to get into the fine differences between the two. It's sufficient for us to simply note, and Rashi gives you an explanation. He gives you actually two opposite approaches. And if you look into the Rishonim, you also see further elaboration on that. For our purposes, it's important just to recognize that one of the terms connotes an instruction to give her a get. The other one doesn't have that connotation. In Bavel, they were very careful and precise in their pronunciation and use of language. Hence, this distinction has relevance. In Eretz Yisrael, though, that kind of distinction is not made for whatever reason. Rashi explains a bit on this, but we're not going to elaborate on it. Simply saying that in Eretz Yisrael they don't make a distinction, and hence you can't say that they are referring specifically, when using these words, that they're specifically referring to a divorce instruction. Ibayalaho. The question is raised regarding other expressions. Hotsi'uha mahu, azvuha mahu, hitiruha mahu, hanichua mahu, ho'ilu la mahu, asu la kedas mahu. A number of questions were asked. Do these have divorce connotations or not? Pshot miha chada. Let us, however, resolve one of them. Disanya, asula kadas, asula kenimus, asula karoi. Using any of these expressions, lo omar klum. They are ineffective instructions for writing a get. Vorishona hoyu omrim. Initially, it was said, hayotze bekoiler v'omar. Someone who is being taken out for execution. And while being taken out, he says, the Jew taken out to be executed, says, Kisfu get lishti. He says, write up a divorce document for my wife. Did the husband say, and give it to her? No. Nevertheless, harayelu yichtevu v'yitnu. They nevertheless not only write it up, but also deliver it. The reason they're able to do that, even though they weren't told specifically give it to her, is because the person who is on his way to execution is primarily thinking about what is about to happen to him. He's fear struck, doesn't concentrate on the details of other matters. So it's fortunate enough for him that he had the sound mind to say, prepare a get for her. We continue in the Mishnah with more situations. Chazru Lomar, they then later on said, Af Hamforsh V'yotze B'Shayora, even someone who is about to take a seafaring journey, that's Meforesh, that's Liam, or he's about to take a caravan trip through the desert. And he says, right prior to his departure, he says, Kitzvu get l'ishti. We will say, not only do they write it up, but they give it to her as well. Rav Shimon Shazuri, Omer Afa Mesukan. Rav Shimon Shazuri says, even someone who is deathly ill, who's dangerously ill, if he says, Kitzvu get l'ishti, that means not only write it up, but give it to her. The Gemara itself opens up with a story, a maisa involving Geneva. This is an individual that we've seen in the past. On Daf Zayin Omer Aleph, the Gemara said that Geneva used to infuriate or frustrate, upset Mar Ukva. And Mar Ukva had inquired, should I turn him in or not? Should I, and by turning him in, so he'll leave me alone. So Mar Ukva was told, listen, just keep quiet and the Kodesh Baruch Hu will take care of matters. And eventually he was taken out to be executed. And you see here a reference to that particular incident. Let's take a look also at the side of the Gemara under the Nosei, the topic heading. Maisa Shebo Geneva Kshitzu Lehoreg Makne Balpeh Rebavina, a story involving Geneva being taken out to be executed, and he orally indicates that he wants to give to Rabbi Avina Arba Mea Zuzi Miayin. That's the expression Arba Mea Zuzi Miayin Shieshlo Benahar Panya, that he has in that location. Hagemara Dona Haim Akinyin Tokef. The more we'll analyze, does this transaction have strength? Does it have legal recognition? And Ma B'diuk Hiknelo, what was given by Geneva to Rabbi Avina? Was it Yayin, wine, or Kesef, or cash? The Gemara will point out, is it possible to establish a transaction without a kinyan, without a formal gesture? The Gemara, Geneva Yoitza B'Koiler Have. Geneva was on his way to be executed. Ki Have Konofik, on his way out, Omar Hovu Arba Mea Zuzi L'Rebi Avino Mechamro Dinar Panya. Give 400 Zuz to Rebi Avino from the wine at Nahar Panya, Nahar Panya being a location. Omar Rebbe Zera. So now the receiver of this gift was Rebbe Avina. So Rebbe Zera reports, Dora Rebbe Avina Lesilte, Rebbe Avira carried his basket full of food for the trip. The also Legabi to Rev Huna Rabbe, on his way to Rabbi Rav Huna, his teacher, through Rav Huna's opinion, through his ruling, Rabbi Avina will be able to receive this gift, the gift that Ravina issued. The Omar Rav Huna, based on Rav Huna's ruling, we will see how Rabbi Avina can access, can acquire this gift. Rav Huna teaches Gitoi Kematanoso. His get is a reference to the get of someone that's deathly ill. Is the get, the rules of his get are like the rules of his gifts. Ma matanoso imomat choser, just like the gift of a shchiv meira. If he gets better, once again, a person who is deathly ill, and in that state he issues a gift, an instruction to give something to so-and-so. But if he gets better, it is reversed. He gets it back. In other words, the gift doesn't go through. Af gito, so too, instructions to have his wife divorced, im omad choser. If the shchiv mira gets better, so the divorce doesn't go through. Uma gitoi afagav de lo porish, and likewise with regard to the get of a shchiv mira, of a person deathly ill, even if he doesn't specify to have it given to her, kevan diomar kisru, as long as he says give it, write it up. Even though he didn't add the instruction and give it to her, in other words, he says write up a get for my wife without saying tenu, it still is written and given. So too with regard to the gifts of a person who's deathly ill, about to die, by his merely saying tenu, even though a formal kinyan was not made, the mere fact that he said tenu, give it, is enough to enable acquisition on the part of the receiver. Maskif lo Rabbi Abba. We go through several stages, and that's what these triangles represent, trying to understand what Rabbi Abba is asking. So Rabbi Abba presents a question. He says, "E ma matono yeshno liachar misaf get yeshno liachar misaf." If you're making an analogy or a comparison between the matonas of a person about to die with his get, are you going to say just like the gift goes through, it becomes effective after he dies, so to the get becomes effective after he dies? Hochi hashta, how can you compare these cases? Bishlo matona yisola charmisa. A gift can be transferred, can be, let's say, acquired after the giver dies. Eloget, liachar miso miiko. Do you ever hear of someone creating a divorce after he's dead? After a person dies, the wife becomes an almona, she becomes a widow. She doesn't become divorced. Divorce is the ability to divorce is something specific to people still alive. So what's Rabbi Abba bothered by? What's he questioning? Elo Rabbi Abba hochi kokashile. Rather, Rabbi Abba is bothered by the following. In the Rashi, Elo Rabbi Abba lav hochi askif. Rabbi Abba's question was not like that which we just finished. Elo hokashile ad Rabbi Zera. But rather, Rabbi Abba is bothered with the following regarding Rabbi Zera. Diomar kona Rabbi Avino lo matona de geniva. Rabbi Zera, who acknowledged Rabbi Avino's acquisition of the matona of geniva. What's Rabbi Abba's real question? So let's try stage two. Space. Matna shchiv meira b'miktsas hi. Geniva didn't give all of his property to Rabbi Avino. He gave some of it. That's called a matna shiver, the matana of a person in the throes of death, but only partial. And we say umatna shchivmer b'miktsas by a kinyan, a gift given by someone even though he's deathly ill. If he would be giving all his properties to the designated individual, so then no gesture is made because he's giving it out of fear of his impending death. However, if a person isn't giving away everything to that individual, he's giving away some things, the rest he's retaining for himself. Does that give you the impression he's really afraid of death? No. If he was really afraid of death, he knows he doesn't take things with him to his grave. So a case of a matna shchivmera miktsas, a partial matna shchivmera, would require a kinyan. And we didn't see any kinyan here with regard to the gift given by Geniva to Rabbi Avino. The Gemara asks. That, we just read, was Rabbi Abba's question. What about Rav Huna himself? In other words, we saw that Rav Huna made Rabbi Avino went to Rav Huna as a means of seeking acknowledgement or approval of his receipt of the gift. So Michlad Rav Huna Sovar Lo Baya Kinyan. Should we conclude that Rav Huna does not require a Kinyan? V'al Kaim Alon De Baya Kinyan. But we hold that a Matnish Chivir B'Mitzas does require a Kinyan. The Gemara responds and says, Shaini Hacha to Mitzave Machmas Misahu. The case of Geneva is different than a mere Matnash Chivra. It's a specific instruction given as a result of impending death. Rashi says, Mitzave Machmas Misu, Shayodea, Shayotze Bekolor Eino Choser. He knows that someone who's being taken out to be executed does not come back. It's different in that sense than a person who is simply in a state of a shivmar, of in a deathly ill state, where people do recuperate. Not so in the case of a yotze b'kolor, someone being taken out in chains to execution. The Gemara then asks, Michlal derbi abo sovar mitzave machmas miso baya kinyan. From the fact that Rabbi Abba is asking, are we to suggest that he holds someone who's mitzave machmas misa does require a kinyan, a gesture indicating transfer of ownership? For kaim alon de lo boy kinyan. But everyone holds you don't need a kinyan. Ella Rabbi Abba hochi ko kashile. Rabbi Abba's question regarding the acquisition is as follows. Chamra lo komar. Geneva didn't say, I am giving you wine. He wasn't granting a transfer of wine. Demei chamra lo komar. Likewise, the value of the wine, in terms of cash value of the wine, is also not that which he was giving. Mei chamra komar. In his instructions, he said, Arba Mea Zuzi Mechamra. That's what he said, which seems impossible because that means coins made of wine. And there's no such thing as coins made of wine. And that's what was bothering Rabbi Abba. What in the world is Geneva giving to Rabbi Avina? Wasn't wine, it wasn't cash, but something impossible. The Idach, Rabbi Zera, who understood that there is a gift here, Mei Chamra is Kedei Liapas as Koichoi. We take a look at Rashi, who elaborates, Kedei Liapas as Koichoi, Lekach Lo Piresh. Geneva specifically did not mention Lozu Velozu, not Chamra, nor Demei Chamra, Kedei Liapas as Koichoi, so as to improve the strength of Rabbi Avina in receiving the gift. She lo kol hayayin shelo achrayis. He was creating a guarantee situation for Rabbi Avina. Sheim omar tenu lo yayin. If Geneva would have said, give him wine. Him hichmitz min hayayin mea chavios. If 100 of the barrels would have gone bad, Hayu Hayorshin Omrim, the heirs would have said, Omrim lo, Shelcha Hichmitz. The 100 barrels that went sour, that became vinegar, those were your barrels. So Geneva preempted that by not saying, I'm giving him wine. Ve'i Omar Dimei Chamra, Umochru Mimenu Miksas V'Ovdu Hamois. If Geneva was saying the value of 400 zuz in wine value, well, had those heirs sold part of the wine and the cash got lost, Omrim lo, they would have said, Ovdu Moisecha, the money that was fetched from the wine sale was money that was designated for you to receive, and therefore you're out of luck. Hilkoch Omar Mei Chamra. Therefore, Geneva chose maybe we'll call it a vague sounding expression, which actually covered all possibilities for Rabbi Avina. Demashma Yayin Vidomov Shakol Achrayeslo. By saying that, the wine and any money fetched for the wine, all the wine and any many money fetched for the wine would be bound to Rebbe Avina, so that if 100 barrels of wine went bad, Rebbe Avina would say, okay, well, I still have a claim on the value of the other barrels of wine, and some of the wine was sold and the money lost, Rabbi Avina could tell the heirs, the money that was lost, okay, but I have a gift of wine barrels that you still have over there, give them to me. Before we conclude, let us remind you that if you wish to be in touch with us in order to access marked Gemaras, we can be reached at gmarkings@gmail.com. With that, we conclude our shiur for today.